thought for today. Ellen, is it working? Thought for today is working. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Be pleasant over being brilliant. Be pleasant over being brilliant. How many times have you walked through the pathways of life and awakened to find that you've come a long way, but you haven't the slightest idea where you were, or where you come from, or where you're going? How many times have you had a relationship with a person, and you thought you knew the person, and when the relationship ended, you didn't? How many times have you been married, and you lived with your wife or husband, and all of a sudden one day you wake up and you think, I don't even know this person. I have no idea who they are. I have no idea what their thinking is. I have no idea what their dreams are, their aspirations or goals. I have no idea. Here I've been living with this person for 21 years, 27 years, 30 years, 50 years, and I don't even know. There's a Hindu proverb that says, when you first meet, fall in love with someone that you enjoy talking to, chatting with. Because in your later years, that's what you'll be doing a lot of. Chatting, talking, sharing. Most people don't do that. Most people do not pay any attention to what's going on in life. They don't smell the roses. They don't take time to slow down enough to see what's going on, to be pleasant. Oh, they want to be brilliant. The man is brilliant on his job. The woman is brilliant on her job, such as it may be. The woman is brilliant in raising the children, talking to the neighbors, learning new ways of working, handling the children, handling the details, handling the household, handling the grocery shopping, knowing where to buy things, knowing how to get the best bargains, how to enjoy life. And the husband comes home, and he has other interests, and he tries to be mutually interested in the family, but for 8 or 10 or 12 hours of his day, the wife has no idea what he's doing. For 8 and 10 and 12 hours of the day and more, the husband has no idea what the wife is doing. Friends have no idea what each other is doing. Relations, people who go together and are friends for a long time, they have no idea what each other is doing. They don't know what's going on in their lives. And they don't really care. They only care about that which they're concerned with. And it's really too bad, because in life, you never know what's going on. You never know how many people are doing anything, how many people are saying anything. You never know what's going on, because we just are not trained to take attention, to pay attention. We're not trained to be aware of what's going on in other people's lives. You say to a person, I want to marry you. I want you. I want you. Now, did we ever say to the person, I'd like to marry me. Would you like me? Would you like to have me in your life? Now, the other person might say, oh, yes, I'd like that very much. Or, not really. That sounds unkind, but not really. I have another person that I'm interested in. You're very nice. I enjoy going dancing with you. I enjoy going to parties with you. But I don't want to marry you. I have someone else in mind. I want someone who's going to be a mother to my children. Someone who's going to take care of my home. Someone who's going to take care of me. Who's going to treat me just like my mother did. Who's going to take care of me and make me feel good. And hold my hand when I come home at night from work and have had a hard time. Someone who's going to just understand me. And that's not you. What do you mean it's not me? I could do that. I would do that. I'd love to do that. No, you wouldn't. Do you know why I know? Because you're only interested in you. You're not interested in me as the type of person you'd create in your world. You're interested in you. And you're interested in your desires and your goals and your aims. I'm interested in my aims and my wife's aims. I'm interested in my aims and my family's aims. But if I marry a woman who is not interested in my aims and her aims and the family aims, then we have sort of an unfortunate arrangement, because sooner or later I'm going to be very unhappy with that arrangement, and they're going to be very unhappy with that arrangement, and they'll want to bust it up. See, we can be pleasant over being brilliant. When you're brilliant, you know all these things. But if everyone were as brilliant as this couple that I just mentioned, no one would get married. How do you get married? How do you fall in love? How do you choose a partner for business or for marriage or for friendship? How do you choose a partner? How do you choose a friend? Hey, that's a good point. No, let's start there. How do you choose a friend? Well, you choose a friend because that person likes you just the way you are. The friend is not interested in changing you. The friend finds in you the same values they find in themselves, and you are mutually compatible. You mutually like to do the same things. You like to play pool. You like to go fishing. You like to go to the movies. You like to go dancing. You like to do a friend. Well, you can have male or female friends, you know. And men perhaps love to go dancing, and women love to go dancing, you know, together. You say, okay. Whatever is your hang-up. But the point is, people who like to do the same things find themselves in a very harmonious relationship. I think one couple that comes to my mind so predominantly and so brilliantly and so beautifully and so long is the Durants, Will and Ariel Durant. They married when they were in their teens, when they were in college, and the last I heard, they were in their 90s, still married, both writing books on history, collaborating on books on history, working on books on history, and their books on history are outstanding. They are some of the finest books on history that are available today in every area of history. Magical minds. But they loved each other. They love each other. They spent time together. In their free time, they did things that they each mutually loved to do. And their home reflected what they loved. It wasn't his house or her house. It was their house. The foods that they ate, they mutually loved to eat. Just marvelous people. Because they were harmonious with one. A very busy couple. Very, very busy. The volumes that they wrote are unimaginable. But they loved each other. They were together. They were harmonized. And their marriage lasts throughout their entire lifetime. Now, they've had their ups and downs, to be sure, because no person is a clone of the other. But they're close. But they loved each other. And they had mutual interests. Now, how do we select a friend, a mate, a partner, somebody that we're going to enjoy through life? How do we select them? We select them by just being ourselves. And we create them in our environment. But we have to be aware and alert to them. Because most of the time, we don't even have any idea of what's going on. We don't even have any idea of a relationship that's being developed. We have no idea of how people are coming into our life and out of our life. And some beautiful people come into our life and we just let them go by. We just let them happen. Now, we have a lot of beautiful people coming into our life, And like Ellen, she went to the neighbors the other day, and three ladies were there. And she says, it was just delightful seeing them. They were all chit-chatting, and several of them were very relaxed from where she had met them before, and they looked entirely different. They were relaxed and peaceful and having good conversation, and they were just sort of perky. Whereas before, they were businesslike and perhaps stressed, and she didn't see them as being such charming people. Now, were they always such charming people? Certainly. Did she not see them as charming people because she was stressed? Perhaps. You see, we always see in life exactly who we are. And that's why it always pays to be pleasant. We can be so brilliant if we wish. We can know all these things if we wish. We can be so wise and so intelligent. But if we're not pleasant, if we're not enjoying life as we're going along step by step by step, what happens? What happens is that we miss the boat. Did I know my wife? I was married to her 21 years. Did I know her? No. In the Bible, to know means to have sex with, but we had that. But did I know my wife? No. She had her interests. She had her activities, oftentimes separate from mine. And my daily activity and my newspapers or my real estate offices or magazines or various other activities that I had were completely separate from hers. And when I came home, she wasn't interested to hear what I had been doing during the day. She wasn't interested in hearing the things, and I wasn't interested in hearing what she was doing during the day. Because I knew what she was doing during the day. I knew the things, and they didn't seem to me to be very interesting, you know? Not that I was doing something wrong or she was doing something wrong, but the things that we did were of no great interest to each other. Now, we attempted to find things of interest by being in the concert club together, in which we sponsored concerts in Newport Beach for the classical music lovers and so forth. Bring in orchestras and bring in great violinists and pianists and so forth to play for the performances. Well, it was quite fascinating, but doing that was unimportant. It was the people we were meeting, that was what was fun. And my wife thoroughly enjoyed going out and meeting those people, because those people were people of class. Those people were people that she felt comfortable with. And I asked her to go with my real estate people to the cocktail parties and so on. Ah, I don't want to go to that stuff. To my newspaper activities, where I'd be going on open houses and meeting different celebrities and so on. Ah, that's not interesting. See, anything that was not her particular area was not interesting. I must admit I didn't care to go to things in her areas too, because they weren't interesting to me. So it was not just a one-way street there. But if we develop relationships with people, and we develop them because we are of mutual interests, we have the same interests. What's the first thing a girl does if she knows that her boyfriend is madly in love with baseball? She finds out what it means, baseball, what the game is, how it's played, and she feigns an interest in the game. If her husband or her boyfriend is interested in golf or tennis or anything like that, right away she buys a set of clubs and wants to go out and learn to play golf or a racket to play tennis. But why does she do this? Because she wants to have a mutual interest. But that's not the way to have a mutual interest, because it is a feigned mutual interest. It's a mutual interest that goes nowhere, does it? It goes absolutely nowhere. Because once the relationship is secure, the mutual interest fades away. I just was interested in golf just to get closer to you, to know you better. Well, that's a bad way to do it. We want to, in life, find out who our husband is, who our wife is, who our friends are, why we have them as friends. You say, well, how academic. Yes, that is. And if you find out why, then you'll find out why you don't have more friends or why you have so many. Why your marriage hangs together or why it doesn't hang together. Why your relationship hangs together or why it doesn't hang together. Once you begin finding out what your mutual interests are and how you can enjoy them together, then life becomes one of, that's the brilliant part of it. Be pleasant over being brilliant. The brilliant part is to find out these pieces of information, why, and then make yourself available to enjoy the how of it. To make yourself available to having, enjoying playing golf. Well, for instance, Rhonda loves to weightlift. She married her husband from a weightlifting organization that they were in. She has several boyfriends, each coming from the weightlifting organization. That's her mutual interest. But it's not enough, because that's not all. Robert was not just a weightlifter. What else was Robert?
He's an artist.
Now, did she understand his art? She didn't even try to. She had no interest in his art. It's nice that he's an artist, and she's proud that he's an artist, and she's proud that he's proud that he's an artist. But she has no interest in art. Not that she is ignorant of it, but she has just no interest in it. And it's not that Ellen is ignorant of the stock market, but she has just no interest in it. Elias was very interested in the stock market. He's very interested in money management. And Ellen had no interest in it. And Elias says, I'll take care of everything. And so then Ellen took no further interest in it. And there wasn't a mutual development there. And so they didn't really get to know each other. Here they were living together all these years and they didn't know each other. And the same with Ingeborg. Ingeborg loves to sleep through my lectures. She thinks it's the most charming thing to do. And she sleeps very soundly because Anita was shaking her up there a little bit and she didn't even know that she was being shook. And she was just having a wonderful dream about her husband. What's his name?
Alessandro.
And you see, I said about her husband. I didn't say her former husband. I said her husband. Now, she had nothing in common with Alessandro, except that they were married. And Alessandro, he loved to go and sing. And Ingeborg didn't care about singing. Alessandro loved to go, just as an illustration, and play tennis. But Ingeborg loved to play golf. And so they would meet in between the links. And there was nothing to keep them together. And Ingeborg loved to have a happy marriage, and Alessandro loved to have a happy marriage too. But it just didn't work out that way. So the two of them separated because they were not compatible. Now, why didn't they find out about being compatible before they got married? Why don't we find out about being compatible with our friends? You know, with friends we have no problem. Friends happen because you have a lot of mutual interests that bring you together and you enjoy each other's company in the mutual interest. And there's no possession in friendship. There shouldn't be, but there's no possession usually. There's possession in relationships. And if you have a friend and it's your steady, nobody else will be cutting in on your time. And how could anyone cut in on your time if you had a perfect relationship? If you had a relationship